The following is a presentation of the Ed Boston Podcast Network.
Hi, folks. Welcome to the podcast today, and we are privileged and honored to have Kevin Sorbo with us. Kevin is well-known from many, many different projects that he's been in the past. Welcome to the show, Kevin.
It's good to be here. Thanks for having me on.
You've got a couple of movies that are out right now or are about to be out, and you got a lot of things going on. Let's talk... you pick which one you want to talk with first.
Well, the first one coming out is Against the Tide, and this is a project near and dear to my heart, and it was really born out of my movie God's Not Dead, where I play that atheist college professor who's tormenting my student in class for having his belief in God, and I challenge him to a series of debates, and one of the debates, he brings up the name Dr. John Lennox, who I've known of before because I've seen some of his debates, and I got called, a few years back about possibly doing a documentary with John. Well, we ended up putting it all together. We flew over to Oxford, England, where John is a retired math professor there. He's there for many, many years, but he's an apologist, and he's debated all the great atheists of the world, you know, like Dawkins and Hitchens and Singer. And we wanted not only to show those debates, but we also wanted to do a sort of a Q&A with him around Oxford, England. So we spent 3 weeks there. Then we went down to Israel for 2 weeks. And this is really, I like to call it apologetics for dummies like me. So I think this is a wonderful, wonderful documentary to arm Christians out there that are afraid to stand up for their faith because they feel they don't have enough information really to deal with apologetics. And I understand that. But this is a great documentary. It comes out this week on November 19th, 20th, and the 23rd, so the next Monday as well. It's 7 o'clock, no matter what time zone you're in. Go to againstthetide.movie. That's againstthetide.movie. That's the link. You'll see a trailer. You also see an area where to put your zip code in. It'll show you what movie theater near you is to watch this wonderful documentary. And John, it's really, explaining God and confirming God in a world of science. And I play sort of the antagonist in this thing. I play the guy that asks the questions that the atheists and agnostics will probably ask. And it's incredibly educational. And I hope people support it. I hope they go out, bring family and friends, take notes while you watch this. There's going to be wonderful bullet points in there to defend your faith. And then when it comes out streaming and on Amazon and on DVDs, please buy a dozen of them. Send them all to all your friends at Christmas time.
We're supposed to speak with Dr. Lennox here in a few days. And awesome. Isn't it awesome when folks like him who totally understand that science doesn't negate the Christian topic, it enhances it, and the other side wants to make it two separate and not intersecting in any way.
No, exactly. And, you know, what's amazing about John, if you go online and see his debates he's done through the decades, but you also, when you watch his documentary, because obviously we're going to show clips from all those debates, is he really goes after his opponents with kindness and love and humor. And he all does it all in this very lovely little Winnie the Pooh kind of voice. There's nothing. he's so smart. I mean, I don't know how many doctorates he holds, like 5 or something, and speaks a bunch of languages. And it's just, it's amazing to just sort of be in his presence because he has such a calming, relaxing persona about him. And people will just fall in love with this guy. And I think they're going to find that this is probably one of the best documentaries ever made on apologetics. And it wasn't because of me. It was because the team that put it together and because of John's amazing personality.
You mentioned you can go to Against the Tide movie. The trailer is one of the best trailers that I've ever watched to get you excited and you just, it kind of draws you in. You want to see this just off of the little trailer that's there.
Yes, they got to go. It's Against the Tide dot movie. Make sure they get that
yes.
dot.
Yes, it is. Against the Tide dot movie. And I've got it up in front of me right now. You need to go and just see this trailer. I promise you, if you do that, you're going to want to see the documentary. Now let's go to Faith Under Fire.
Faith Under Fire deals with the life of a fireman that has had his life just totally just thrown off course. His wife dies of cancer. His young daughter is very ill as well. I play the doctor to her, trying to save her life. Dean Cain is in this movie as well. He plays the pastor. Dean and I work together back on God's Not Dead, and we have another movie that we're hoping to raise funding for to do next year called Carpool Lane. It's another faith-based movie. It's a wonderful, wonderful script. And it really deals with this guy's life when here he is a fireman, but now he's got to face a metaphorical kind of fire where he's got to fight and battle against this huge roadblock that's been thrown up in front of him. He's been a man of faith, but now his faith is certainly challenged. And it's a movie that will make you laugh and cry and cheer and really believe that there's a way to get past all the heartache in life, because God never promises a perfect life down here. You can pray all you want. He will answer all your prayers. It's not always going to be yes, okay? He's not going to send you those winning numbers for the lottery. It just doesn't work out that way. But, we're here to learn. We're here to grow and hopefully get stronger instead of weaker through the bad times that happens to us, because it's bad things happen to good people and bad things happen to bad people. It's just part of life.
And we can find out about that, Dak?
They need to go to faithunderfiremovie.com. And that comes out November 27th in theaters.
I don't mean to correct you, but I think it's Faith Under Fire Film, isn't it?
Oh, it is film. You're right. Faithunderfirefilm.com. Thank you. I got so many things going on right now.
I understand. And
it's hard to keep track of the film or movie or the .com or .org or whatever.
Or getting the dot before movie. There's a lot of different dynamics there. Just keep on rolling, Kevin. What else is going on?
You know, I got the number one Christian movie streaming on Amazon for four straight months right now. It's called Before the Wrath. Please go check out Before the Wrath. It's a wonderful documentary. It deals with the book of Revelation. And we mix it in with actors portraying the biblical time, characters during Jesus's time, mixed in with scholars and pastors and people talking about the book of Revelation. And it's another really amazing, wonderful education look at that part of the Bible. You don't have to be someone of faith to watch this thing, even though I would hope people of all faiths would watch it. As I always say, my atheist friends, I tell them, I go, your faith can sometimes be stronger than Christian's faith, because you believe in absolutely nothing, and that really takes a lot of faith. Believe in nothing. So. But I hope people check that out. It's streaming on Amazon right now, or you can pick it up in DVD. Or, hey, you want an autographed copy, you can go to kevinsorbo.net. That's my site that people can go to and get all kinds of information.
Next on the list, Kevin.
I've got another movie called God's Not Dead. Oh, my latest movie that I directed that was out in theaters not too long ago is called Let There Be Light. That's streaming on Amazon as well. Wonderful, wonderful movie. Instead of just the typical atheist college professor, I play the world's most famous atheist in this movie. And his worldview is challenged when something happens to him in his life. So it's funny. It's touching. I'd have a box of Kleenex nearby just in case. But it's a great movie, Let There Be Light. I've got another movie opening later this December. I don't know the date on it yet, but it's One Nation Under God. Mm. And that deals with that phrase going back into our Pledge of Allegiance. And it's a high school drama. I just got funded finally for our next movie. I'm doing directing and starring in the next Left Behind movie, which we'll start filming after the new year. And I'm also in the Reagan movie, the big Reagan biopic. Dennis Quaid is playing Ronald Reagan. I'm playing his pastor. We're about 70% of the way through shooting of that right now.
Well, Kevin, it is really good to hear that you don't always play the bad guy.
Nope.
I was going to ask if you'd typecast yourself into the agnostic here.
Well, here's how I got to answer that. I tell people all the time, well, I've only done two movies where I play an atheist. There's more than two atheists in the world. And if Clint Eastwood can do seven Westerns playing the same character, I can do two movies playing an atheist.
Awesome. That's a great response. That is awesome. I know you get this question. I heard you on Newsmax the other night. I want to take it in a different direction. You know,
sure.
Being typecast as a Christian in Hollywood, you've answered that a million times, I know. But what can you talk about making a positive out of something like that could be a negative?
Well, yeah, you know, it was hurtful for a long time. I pretty much got blacklisted, you know, within the mainstream Hollywood world because of being a conservative and being a Christian. And I joke that's like being a double leper in Hollywood, you know. So it's frustrating because I don't harbor that anger and that hate for people that have opposite points of view that I have. I don't quite get it why Christians are taking such a bashing out there, and why we've made being a conservative such a negative thing when this country was really founded. Number one, well, first it was founded in Judeo-Christian Valley.
Yeah.
Our churches, our universities, our hospitals. I mean, if it wasn't for Christians, what would we have in terms? You know, then you got college students wanting to take everything that's on the campus that has any relation to God off the campuses. And this we're talking Yale and Harvard and places yeah. like that. Yeah. I mean, this very strange brainwashed sort of mentality and hatred that starts now in our public schools all the way through in the universities, unfortunately, is sad to me. But the positive thing for me that's come out of the backlash is another door was opened after the door was closed in Hollywood, and that's doing these movies that have a positive message about hope, love, redemption, faith, forgiveness, things that we need more than ever in our world right now. So I'm proud to be doing these kinds of movies. I get stopped all the time through airports and hotel lobbies. People say, please make more like that, but I got to tell you right now, it is so hard to raise the funds for these movies, and it's frustrating because I do movies in the 3 to 4 million range, and I'm sure your listeners go, well, that's a lot of money. It ain't a lot of money in Hollywood. I'm telling you right now, they do $300 million Thor and Avenger movies, okay? Mm-hmm. And they spend $100 million promoting and pushing these movies down your throat through advertisements. We got to rely on word of mouth. I wish somebody could come up with an app that reaches every religious leader across the globe. So when we do these movies, we could send the links to these pastors, to these priests, to whoever's out there that leads groups of faith people and say, hey, I saw this movie. We need to fill up the theaters this weekend and support these movies because we need that support. And that's what happened with a movie like God's Not Dead. Word of mouth was like wildfire with that. And we need that to happen to every one of these movies.
And we've promoted faith-based movies for years now, and from that,
thank you.
Always one thing always seems to come up is that first night, that first weekend are always so huge.
They're the most important. You're right, because these guys don't care what movies put in the theater owners, as long as they fill the seats. They want to sell popcorn. So, you know, people, we need, if you don't support these movies in the first 3 days, they're gone. I mean, you look at God's Not Dead. It just exploded. Stay in theaters for over 4 months. God's Not Dead 3, open on Friday, was closed on Sunday. Gone. Nobody went to see it. So it's tough. I mean, it's tough if you don't have that all-important promotional money behind it. You know, we do what we can. For this documentary I'm talking about right now, Against the Tide, that comes out in two days, it's going to start airing. I've spent the last 3 weeks doing 6, 7, 8, 9 interviews every single day to promote this thing any way we can.
Talk for a second about all the different hats you have to wear. If you were with a mainstream, big-name studio, you'd have people going out for the funding. You'd have people doing all kind of different things that Kevin Sorbo does himself.
Well, you know, it's weird that we got to have this fight to even find funding. Every time I found funding for any of my movies, like Let There Be Light, for my latest one that I directed called Miracle in East Texas, a true story set in 1930, that's going to come out next spring, so we should talk about that when it comes. John Ratzenberger's in it with me. Lou Gossett Jr. is in it. Tyler Mane. I mean, it's a wonderful, wonderful cast on a true story dealing with the oil boom in Texas in 1930. But that was a God thing how that got funded. And now I'm going to be directing and starring in the next Left Behind movie only because when we recently moved here to Florida, I'm a golf nut. My first day golfing, I could have picked any course in the world in California to golf. And that course, I get paired with two guys who are Christians, conservatives, love all my movies. And the guy said, we met because we were supposed to meet. This is destiny, Kevin. And he wrote me a check to do the next Left Behind movie. So talk about a God thing. There you go.
Man, I'm almost speechless there, and my wife will tell you that doesn't happen very much. Yeah. Wow. I love God moments. I mean, you can't explain that any other way. You're right. You could have been at any golf course anywhere with any two other partners, and oh, my goodness.
It was just just timing and luck. But I wish we could have more of that happen. You know, I wish we had more of it going on, because it gets a little bit crazy and frustrating for me that Hollywood does these $300 million movies at a drop of a hat. And we're fighting and clawing to do movies that have a positive message, not one of violence and anger and hate and divisiveness.
Another thing that I've noticed over the years with faith-based movies, the well-known, well-respected named actors, you mentioned Lou Gossett, that they more and more are doing faith-based movies.
Oh, yeah. They've certainly taken off. I mean, Hollywood does take notice of it and getting more and more involved in doing it. They just don't do a whole lot of it. I mean, it's just a matter of, you know, I remember being at the screening of Noah years ago. Mm-hmm. At Paramount. I got invited to a private screening of that at Paramount Studios. And there was a guy in the front row there was a Q&A afterwards, and the guy in the front row said, didn't know I was there because I was 20 rows behind him. And he said, you know, I really love movies like God's Not Dead. You think Hollywood will do more independent movies like that? And the guy said, you know, probably not. We'll let the independent people do their independent movies, and Hollywood will pretty much stay with the bigger blockbuster movies. So there you go. I mean, even though there's a huge market out there for people that want to see movies like this, Hollywood is still afraid because of whatever ideology they have or hatred towards Christians. I don't know. I wish I had the answer for all that stuff, because it doesn't make a lot of sense to me when there's 80 million Christian households out there that want movies with a positive message.
We are running out of time, so tell me what you want the listeners to know, and then I'll say a word of prayer with you.
You know, go to kevinsorbo.net. I have a book out there called True Strength, dealing with the strokes that I suffered during my Hercules years, my three-year fight to get better and get my strength back. We have a follow-up book my wife and I just released this year called True Faith. They can go to kevinsorbo.net, get autographed copies. Also, just to check up on anything and everything on that website. There's all kinds of stuff. So I hope people follow me, and follow me on social media. I'm out there at Facebook, at the official Facebook page of Kevin Sorbo, and I'm also on Parler at K Sorbs. They can check out Parler at K Sorbs.
Now, you just mentioned strokes. My wife had a stroke before she was 50, and so you got something in common there.
I was in my 30s.
Wow.
And people look at her and say, "You've had a stroke already?"
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you mentioned your wife, and I saw you both together again on Newsmax the other night, and I think she probably keeps you on your toes.
She's pretty tough. Top Pittsburgh, New Yorker girl, you know. She had a radio show for many years, 3 hours a day. You would think after 3 hours she wouldn't have anything to talk to me about, but you'd be wrong.
Let me pray for you and your family, Kevin. Father, I just thank you for our new friend Kevin Sorbo and his wife. And I pray for their work, their own ministry, and what they are doing. They are reaching people that me and my wife and folks like us could never reach. And so bless their efforts, Father. We ask a special prayer right now in the name of Jesus. Help Kevin to be able to receive the funds that it takes to make these movies. He's expressed that here, that's one of the most difficult things he does. And so, Father, bring those opportunities to him, just like you did right there on that golf course. Thank you for the opportunity to talk about you through movies and faith-based, good movies that people can go and take their kids to see and not be worried about what they're going to have to explain at the end. Again, thank you for Kevin. Thank you for this time we spent together. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much.
Kevin, it is so nice to meet you, and hopefully we'll be able to get Lori to get us hooked up together on some of the things in the future.
Sounds good. All right, guys. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye.
What a genuinely nice guy.